You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle's dedicated design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Running from buildings to branding and fashion to typography and manufacturing, the show dedicates a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Monocle's Yolene Goffin takes us through the history of one of the world's most dynamic fashion schools, Antwerp's Royal Academy of Fine Arts.
Anyone interested in fashion will have likely heard of the Antwerp Six. It's 1986 when this small group of Belgian fashion designers, all graduates from Antwerp's Fashion Academy, squeezed themselves and their collections into the back of a van and drove to London for the British Designer Show. Their names? Dries van Noten, Walter van Beirendom, Dirk van Samen, Anne de Meulemeester, Dirk Bickenbergs and Marina Ye. Their visionary creations caused consternation and propelled the young designers into the forefront of the avant-garde movement during the rebellious 90s.
I really wanted to find a new silhouette because I felt so tired of seeing all these women in close to the body clothes.
However, the English language press had trouble pronouncing the long and unwieldy Flemish names, so the Antwerp Six moniker was born.
The Antwerp Six.
The Antwerp Six.
Fashion editors attached the term Belgian aesthetic to the group's radical work. And 30 years on, the Six's legacy in their home nation is indisputable. Along with their peer Martin Margiela, they've opened doors to subsequent generations of Belgian designers like Raf Simons, Chris Van Assen and Aya van der Vorst. But these designers' nationality might have less to do with their success than something else they have in common. Their alma mater, the fashion department at the Royal Academy of Fine Arts, known colloquially as the Antwerp Fashion Academy. The school continues to influence the industry well beyond Belgium's borders. So what makes it so special? Let's start with its teaching method. The school's leaders describe it as a vision focusing on creativity and individual designers' statements. The result of this philosophy aren't for everyone. In the Business of Fashion's global ranking of top fashion schools, the Academy came fourth and outshone all others in what the publication dubbed global influence. However, it scores notably lower on preparing students for the rigors of marketing and actually running a fashion business. Walter van Beirendonk, the current head of the school, was himself one of the Antwerp Six.
I don't know what is the ideal customer. I'm not the designer who's designing that way. I'm designing really from my guts and from my heart and my soul.
He can be seen strolling around the campus wearing colorful clothes and prominent rings, easily recognizable by his bald head and unruly beard. He regards himself as being a watchdog of the Academy's experimental ethos. Van Beirendonk was recruited by Linda Loppa, who headed the Academy for 25 years and herself tutored generations of influential designers. This institutional continuity lends the Academy a sense of permanence, history and high standards, despite the seismic shifts the industry has undergone in recent years. So, 30 years after its most famous six students ventured out into the world, the Antwerp Fashion Academy continues to produce renowned designers. Take Demna Vazalia, the Georgian founder of Paris-based Vêtements, and now creative director at Balenciaga. He has been challenging the world haute couture since taking his role in 2015. Like the Antwerp Six before him, Vazalia's designs are a rejection of institutional wisdom, a rebellion against expectations as well as luxury, elegance, and pomposity. Frustrated with the increasing commercial demands of the fashion industry, Vazalia also announced to overhaul the traditional fashion calendar and streamline the production cycle. Plenty of top brands are following his lead. The Antwerp Six may have put the Academy on the map and brought international attention to the school, but the school itself shaped the Antwerp Six and many since. The Academy's continued commitment to unorthodox teaching methods and spurring creativity rather than commercial nous is a lesson to us all.
A very special thanks to Yolene Goffin there for that report on the fashion school at Antwerp's Royal Academy of Fine Arts. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time or download the podcast at any time. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening and goodbye.